Good morning. Court Radio is now in session. Call 215-227-2727. When you've got legal questions, we've got the answers. This is Court Radio. And now here's your host, Dean Weitzman.
Good morning and welcome back. Yes, it is Dean Weitzman, host of Court Radio every Saturday morning right here on 100.3 WRNB.
And Classics 107.9.
There you go, folks. We're here. We're live. We're ready to take your calls. Give us a call at 215-227-2727. The number for all things legal in Philly.
Yeah, he's dancing. Dancing.
Yeah. Brought to you by My Philly Lawyer. The one and only. I got to tell you, I probably get two or three calls a week from irate clients who are not represented by My Philly Lawyer, but represented by some hanger-on like Philly Lawyers or...
Like the two-name, three-name law firms.
No, I'm talking about people who have tried to confuse the general public by having names similar to the one and only my Philly Lawyer. Anyway, folks, if you need representation on any matters... You know, to start with us at 215-227-2727, because I care about my clients. And if I'm not able or willing to handle the matter, I will try, my staff will try probably, to affiliate you with a specialist in the area you need. So just put that number in your phone, forget about it, but God forbid, should you need us, give us a call at 215-227-2727. Having said that, that number, miraculously, is the number for Court Radio every Saturday morning.
Yeah.
If you have some legal issues that you'd like to talk about try to explore, we're willing to do that today. In the meantime, we have a very special guest.
Very special.
Yeah. He's been on once or twice before. He begs to come on frequently. I have to keep him at bay. But then once in a while, I break down and I get him on here. It is, as you will recall, the one and only Jackie Myers.
Jackie, wow.
Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Dean. Thank you so much for having me on.
I couldn't help it.
I stayed at your front door all week.
You know, if Jack's on the show, Jack is a specialist, dare I say, right up there with the professionalism of My Philly Lawyer. There is Jack Myers, mortgage banker extraordinaire.
Yes, he is.
If you have bad credit, no credit, you are down on your butt, Jack Myers can find a way to get you into a house. It may not happen overnight, but he can guide you along in the process to the point where you become attractive, and you never thought you would be attractive, but you are become attractive to the mortgage industry, and they feel comfortable loaning you money to buy that first house or second house. Jack, how do you do it? And I mean that, like... You know, I know every case is different, but you seem to work magic when it comes to getting mortgages. That's the word I hear on the street.
Okay. Well, first of all, I don't give up. I'll do whatever it takes to try to get somebody that really wants to get into a home. You know, I'm a Philly boy. I grew up in Philadelphia and, you know, in the surrounding areas. And, you know, I do whatever it takes to try to help these folks get into a house if there's compensating factors. Not everybody has good credit, so that can be fixed. It takes a little, you know, a little longer. Credit is a funny thing. It takes a long time to fix, a short time to ruin. You can ruin credit in 2 days, and it might take 6 to 8 months to repair.
I know that.
Yes, you had to do that for you, Dean.
Back in the day when I was, you know, a young buck, I thought that it was okay if I pay late, but I paid the late fee, I paid the man everything he asked for, but I paid late, that he would be okay with that, and the industry would be okay with that, but that wasn't the case.
First of all, it wasn't a young buck. I think it was 5 years ago when you were buying the mega house that you're in, and you decided, well, do I really need to pay Saks on time? But we did work it out.
Yeah.
We did make it happen. So we're going to – I want to talk about that. I mean, that's the biggest hiccup. Also, you know, people shouldn't wait. People were – the thought that they would wait and rates would go down. Rates are not going down. They've trickled up. They went up. Even though the Fed came out, they said in 2025 they're not going to reduce the rates, maybe once instead of four times. So the rates are at a high, and I think they're going to stay that way. So if you're – you want to buy, pull the trigger, because I think they're just going to, you know.
Well, the thing about mortgages is you're entering into a 30-year, usually a 30-year commitment. But back in the day when rates were high before and then they eventually came back down, we were able to refi those mortgages. So you may pay a higher rate for a few years. But that doesn't mean you're locked into that rate for the rest of your life.
Correct. Correct. There's a lot of things that can change that. If the economy, you know, things change in the economy. I say the rule of thumb, it depends on the size of the mortgage. But if rates go down, you know, 3/4 to a point, even if 5/8, it might be worth it to refi and get the lower rate, save some money. So that's, you know, always a key, or change the term. If you're making more money, go from where you were at a 30-year to a 20-year or a 25-year. So there's a lot of, you know, options.
All right, let's take a caller, and then we'll jump into the topic of the day, which is going to be home equity loans. Let's talk to Bert on line one. Oh, Bert.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you this morning?
I'm pretty good.
What's on your mind, Bert?
The question that I wanted to ask was, I had a slip and fall on the job because contractors came in and did some work. So, nevertheless, I had a slip and fall. Before I get in touch with a lawyer, is it possible to get one if I'm already in bankruptcy?
Wow, that's a really great question, Bert. Never had that question on the show before. And I've been doing this a long time. So let's dig into this for a second. First of all, you mentioned a work-related accident, which would be a workers' compensation claim. If you're unable to do and perform your normal, usual job duties, you may be entitled to wage replacement. And certainly you're entitled to any medical expenses that arise from that accident. And that's your workers' compensation piece of it. And in bankruptcy, if it's your wages and your medical expenses, that wouldn't be impacted at all by the bankruptcy. The second claim you mention, potentially, is a third-party claim against the contractor who perhaps left the place in a dangerous condition, which caused you to fall. That would compensate you for your pain and suffering, and perhaps future wages, future medical expenses, et cetera, et cetera. And that may or may not be impacted by your bankruptcy. Oftentimes, the bankruptcy trustee would forego the potential collection of that asset because it's uncertain as to whether the asset will ever come to pass. And they may not want to invest the money necessary to pursue that asset and would allow you to pursue it on your own. That has to be explored with the bankruptcy trustee at some point. But certainly your workers' compensation piece of that and perhaps the third party piece would be something that you could pursue even though you're in bankruptcy. What you start to do is you have an attorney for the bankruptcy. You bring in an attorney who represents you on this slip and fall case, and those two attorneys would have a conversation and perhaps run it up the flagpole to the trustee But there's no harm in beginning to pursue that claim because, as I said, first and foremost, it's a workers' compensation claim. So if you don't have representation, please give us a call first thing Monday morning at 215-227-2727, and we'll be happy to explore that along with you. There's no cost or charges for us to give you some advice and decide whether you want to pursue it. And if we do pursue it, it would be done on a contingent fee, so we wouldn't get paid unless you got paid. So there's really no harm in you taking a look at that. How's that sound, Bert?
That sounds good.
All right.
So I'll be talking to you Monday morning.
You got it. Have a great Saturday and weekend. Talk to you Monday. Thank you, Bert.
You do the same.
215-227-2727. Let's talk to AJ on line two. Oh, AJ.
Good morning, AJ.
How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much. I am a real estate agent that works with Jack, right hand, to help clients get into their homes.
Wow.
We do. Yeah. We have, there are many grants that we work with in Philly, Delaware County, Montgomery County, and Bucks County, and some in New Jersey as well.
That's why I asked AJ to call. She is.
I set it up because
it's important because she has the connections for the first, you know, the grants to help homeowners get into a house that don't have the full 3.5% down.
She's the
woman, and I've worked with her for a long time, and she has the connects to help people get that grant money.
I just want to know one thing, AJ. Really, I don't care about you and Jack and this whole grant thing. I want to know if you ever listen to Court Radio when Jack's not on.
I have.
All right. Well, that's important.
You can stay on the line.
Yeah. Then we'll let you plug yourself mercilessly. All right, AJ. Well, let me ask you this: if folks want to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
Well, I can be reached at 267-844-8875.
Say it again.
I'll let her say it one more time. Go ahead.
It's 267-844-8875.
Got it. How long have you been a realtor, AJ? You sound like you're kind of just out of high school.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. I've been a realtor 8 years.
Okay.
All right.
Has it been rewarding? Yeah. Have you had have you put people in homes that never thought they could get in homes, and how does that feel?
It's rewarding. Jack and I have worked very hard to get many people into homes. I actually met Jack when I was buying my home 9 years ago, and he helped me.
Yeah, that's Jack. He's a helper.
He pays it forward.
Always.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He works extremely hard. He fights for you. If you want the house and you're working for that house, he will help you get into the house.
There you go. That's a true statement. It's a true endorsement. Yep. I can back that up. AJ, thanks for calling into Court Radio. Have a great Saturday.
Thanks, AJ.
Thanks for having me. Thank you. Bye.
215-227-2727. Look who showed up.
Hell.
A morning from hell. Well, that's
Tactic Bear Witness. He just saw the mishap we just had over here with the microphone and the headset, so he knows. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
I tell you, I hear so many folks sing praise of you. There needs to be a church of Jackie Myers.
That would be nice.
Worship
could
at the
could
altar.
Could I benefit?
I think you could in some way, shape, or form. Because certainly, so many folks have been benefiting from you. You've made miracles. Look, you got Dean. Dean himself is a miracle.
He is a miracle.
Yeah. You guys only knew.
No, a lot of times,
there's
too.
There's two miracles right up in here.
Yeah, man. Well as you, yes. Yeah, really. I mean, I'm waiting for y'all to start walking on water. Jack is just that guy.
Yes.
Yeah, Jack started getting me mortgages back in the 80s.
Mortgages. In the 90s.
Yeah, when I was living back in the hood in Abington.
When he was living modestly. The modest living days.
If you think he's mellowed a lot, because if you think he was tough, he's tough now. Back in the day, it was nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was just like.
So tell me something. Let's move on to our topic here. Yeah. I need money. I got credit card debt piling up. Because the credit card interest rates have gone up Crazy. So all of a sudden, you're just paying interest. It's like you can't get on top of it. What does somebody like that do?
I'm going to give an example. My own kid, my daughter, and my son-in-law live in outside of Washington, D.C., in in Alexandria. And it came out because they didn't want to tell me, but they have a house and they have a lot of equity in their house. So Mount Vernon, which is on the Potomac down there. So it came out they had $26,000 in credit card debt that my daughter was paying. I helped her out. She got a 2-year no interest from Discover and, of course, didn't live up to it. So the interest rates popped up to – they're at over 30% now.
Wow. Yeah,
they're over 30. Or 29.99, 28. I mean, it's ridiculous. So my daughter and son-in-law were paying $685 a month.
All interest.
You know, really very little, maybe 5-6% going to principal. So 685. I refied them with a cash out. Payment went up maybe a point, you know, and now their $685 is $300 a month, and most of that money is going towards principal. So within 5 years, if they live up to this,
That's the big if.
Yeah, that's a big. They will, because it's saving them, you know, what is that, $4,000 a year. So what I told them to do is take that $4,000, a portion of that, and add it to it so you pay it off quicker.
So, you're a big proponent of paying it off quicker.
Always.
Yeah, I know that.
Always.
Let's talk to Lee on line one. Oh, Lee.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
We're well, thank you. Good morning to you. What's going on, Lee?
I'm an old client of Jack. I work with him and Mr. Saul. So I'm an empty nester. My daughter just got married, and so I'm all by myself now. And I'm really contemplating, I don't want an apartment. I think apartments are too high and the price goes up and up. So I'm really thinking about investing into a condo. I'm 60 now. I just had a big birthday. So I don't know. I have a lot of equity in this house that Mr. Myers helped me with. This was my parents' home. I've been in here over 50 years. It does me work, so if I sell it, I'm going to sell it as is. So, Mr. Jack, I know I was a client of yours, again, as I stated. So what would you suggest?
Well, you know, if you just sell it as is and take the cash and buy something else if you want to get out of there. I mean, I don't know what it's like if you really want to take money out and rehab it, which is a difficult process. You can call me. And we can go over this. Can I give out my number?
Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. 215-479-1843. And that's been with me since 98.
215-479-1843?
Correct.
I'll be giving you a call because I do need some guidance into what I really want to do. Because, like I stated, I'm kind of tired of the city. But because right now I'm still in the city, but I do know that the house, it is a corner property. It's a half a block, just to give you an idea of what kind of house I'm living in.
It's probably worth a lot of money to somebody that wants to buy it as is and rehab it. So this is the time to do that. There's a lot of people out there looking for that type of property.
Properties are you know, certain priced properties are selling fast.
Yeah, something like this would go pretty quick.
And how are condo pricing right now?
Well, you know, condos, you're buying a piece of a building. So if you intend to live there and that's what you want to call home, then it's great. Somebody in their sick that just turned 60 that doesn't want to deal with maintenance, you just have to deal with the inside, walls to walls. Everything else they take care of.
And the neighbors.
And, well, yeah, you could have a... That's a risk you take.
And the condo board.
There's a lot of that stuff, yes. Yes.
And maintenance
condo
fees.
Politics.
Well, HOA. There's HOAs. Yeah. But it works out for a lot of people. There's a ton of people living in condos. They're safe up here, not so much in Florida because of the wear and tear and the assessments, but they're safe up here.
All right, Lee, thanks for calling us.
Thanks, Lee.
You get in touch with Jack real soon, and he'll take care
of
you. All right.
Thank you.
Bye now. 215-227-2727. If you've got a legal issue, whether it's about real estate or mortgages or anything else, you give us a call today and we'll take care of it.
So, Jack, I heard some good news. Recently, they're not going to be taking into account medical debt in mortgages anymore.
Yes, I heard that as well. That.
It never was. I mean, a medical debt that's on there that's charged off or not collected, yeah, we can get around that. I mean, because they're the first ones that – I'll give you a for instance. I have all kinds of medical insurance, right? Mm-hmm. I fell in May. I went to Holy Redeemer, and they did x-rays, and I got a collection for $85. And I'm like, what are you talking about? They called me. I'm like, what are you talking about? $85 collection. Well, that's your copay. I don't have a copay, but they had the wrong address. So, you know, that's a very weird process with medical insurance. I don't really count it because most of it is uncalled for. But, yes, I did see that medical collection.
Jack, what do you say to people that they say, I'm not using credit cards. I'm just going to pay cash for everything. Those folks have to build credit to come to you, don't they?
Well, if they have the cash to buy the house, they don't need me.
Mm. But I'm saying they don't have credit because they're always paying cash for everything.
You need to have a credit profile.
Right.
You need to go on and get Capital One. I'm not endorsing any of these, but these are startup credit cards. Mm. You need to have some kind of credit history. We got to see that you have the ability and the knowledge to pay a bill.
So there's no way they track just paying your regular bills on time. That doesn't matter. They want to see you using
a bank. When you say regular bills, you're talking about your electric.
Your electric, gas, water, that stuff. The typical stuff everybody pays every day. That doesn't count towards a credit score at all.
It can. You can have that put on your credit report. You can
How is
them.
That measured? Because that confuses
Same
people.
Same thing.
Okay.
Same thing. If you have a $400 electric bill every month and they report it, it's going to show that you pay your bills on time. You can have your insurance and utilities put on your credit. You got to, you know, just call them and work it out where they will report to the three credit bureaus.
You know, I was this year's old when I found that out. I didn't know that.
Well, did you know me?
Absolutely. I was not smart enough to ask you that question.
Okay, there you go.
Let's talk about why you came here, and that isn't refi.
It isn't refi.
It is home equity loans.
Okay.
If somebody is already in a home, they're paying their mortgage, but they've got all this credit card debt, can they borrow against their mortgage, and how does that work?
Absolutely.
And can you do that for them, or are you
only
primary mortgages?
Second mortgages, you know, home equity loans, refi cash outs are the way to go. I mean, your rate will go up. If you bought your house in 4 years ago, your rate will go up. But it's not going to go up to where credit cards are at 29%. And
I guess the key there is you take the money, you pay the credit cards off, but you can't keep building the credit cards back up again because
exactly.
You're right in the same boat 6 months or 12 months down the pike.
Right. That's correct. You have to...
you need to go to a meeting or something. You know,
well, you got
to
be vigilant.
You need to change your behavior.
What I tell people, once I do that, if you can't afford it, don't buy it. Do not put it on credit. It does not go away. Credit card companies, you know, don't wake up one morning and say, yo, Jack, you know, we're going to let you go. Hmm. You know, you don't have to pay us that 10 grand.
What's the process of getting a home equity line of credit?
Almost the same as a full mortgage. I still need to take the full application, and you have to have equity in the property. But so many people are sitting on equity.
Do you have to get your home appraised?
Sometimes.
But not always?
Not always. It depends. If you have a free and clear house.
No, not a free and clear house, but let's say, you know, you've paid it down and your house's value has gone up so that the house value is $500,000, but you only owe $200,000.
A lot of times they'll take a desktop review.
What is a desktop review?
It kind of figures out what the houses sell for in the neighborhood.
Okay.
All right. So they have all that in their, you know, system. They know, like your house, Dean, they know the surrounding area. They know what those homes are selling for. So they can, you know, not hit it exact, but they know within, you know, maybe $10,000 or $15,000, what the house is worth.
Gotcha.
You know, unless you did some major improvements.
And what are home equity lines of credit, or HELOCs? What interest rates are they going for these days?
They're a little higher. They could be as low as, depending on your credit and your compensating factors, they can be anywhere from 7.5% to 8.5%.
Still a lot less than a credit card.
At 29?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Or you just do a cash-out refi, forget the second, just do a first, you know, take the money out, pay off all the debt, and roll it into a new mortgage. I like that because the rates are a lot less.
Gotcha.
Doing a new mortgage.
215-227-2727. Give us a call if you've got a legal issue. Let's talk to Chief. Chief, how
Hello?
Are you? Hey, Chief, yes. How are you? Who gave you?
It's good talking to you. I have a situation. It's about I was in an accident in 2003. I'm a tractor-trailer driver. My co-driver fell asleep behind the wheel. I believe we was in somewhere near New Orleans. We went into an embankment off the road. I messed my back up. I had two surgeries, a laminectomy and an interface lumbar fusion. I got a lawyer. I sued the insurance company. I've been seeing this doctor for about 17 years. He moved on this December, and he wrote a letter to all his patients stating, if you're a workman's comp client, you need to contact Workman's Comp so they can provide you a doctor. I have...
Wait, let me ask you a question, Chief. Where does your workers' compensation claim arise? Is it, I thought you said New Orleans, where the accident happened? Is it Philadelphia? Is it Pennsylvania? Is it New Jersey?
I'm a resident of Philadelphia. The job is in Bridgeport, New Jersey, and I was transporting chemicals.
So is your workers' compensation claim in New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay. Because there's a difference there, and I want to explain why that is. In Pennsylvania, remember, these types of claims, whether it's an auto accident, a slip and fall, a workers' compensation claim, they arise under state law, not federal law. And so every claim in a different jurisdiction may be handled differently. Mm. In Pennsylvania, if you have a workers' compensation claim and the claim is older than 90 days, you can go to any doctor you want. Okay? You just open the phone book, find a doctor, and bada bing, they're going to get paid by workers' comp after 90 days. Before 90 days, you have to see what's called a panel doctor. You have to see, assuming that your employer has a list of panel doctors in the break room, then you got to go to one of those docs. In New Jersey, you always have to go to an authorized doctor of the employer. And that's why I asked. So you'll need to do some homework to see who your employer's authorized doctors are and establish a new relationship with one of those doctors.
Now, Mr. Dean.
Yes, sir.
Let me say this beautiful show. The other two young men that's on your show, I listen to you all the time.
They're not so young, but hey. Okay.
Hater. Good looking, Chief.
Hater. Yeah, thanks, Chief.
Good looking, okay. But they're.
The question I need to ask you is, I've called the claims adjuster. They don't answer the phone. 4 weeks straight. I don't know who to go to get this information. They're dragging their feet.
And I assume, how old is this workers' comp claim?
Well, the injury was 2003. It settled like 2004 or 5. And I was awarded cash for the rest of my life and medical in agreement of taking the right to sue away. I don't know why I did that, but that's off the board. So I receive a check biweekly, but the medical, ever since the doctor had moved on, like you said, I did my due diligence trying to find out where's this other doctor coming from. Meanwhile, I'm paying a copay. The beginning of the case, my medication came to about $1,100 a month. Now it's about $30 a month. But I've been paying the copay for at least 2 years, which I shouldn't be. I shouldn't be paying nothing out of my pocket. I'm stuck, man.
Yeah.
I'm listening to you.
Here's what you're going to do. You're going to give us a call on Monday. I'll make the introduction between you and my friend Jeff Gross. And Jeff has an attorney in his office, Patrick, who does all of the New Jersey comp. And Patrick will get you a contact number for someone who can help you. All right. Because what you need to do, as I said when we started this conversation, is get in touch with is your employer still in business?
Yes.
Okay, so either between the employer or the insurance company, somebody needs to direct you to a panel doctor, to a doctor who is acceptable to the insurance company so that you can begin a new relationship now that yours is, on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, yeah.
Doctor in the sky stuff. Hmm. But in the meantime, give us a call on Monday. I will make the introduction to Jeff's office, and Jeff will handle this or assist you in handling it. The problem is that your claim is closed. Claim is closed. No attorney's going to make a fee on your claim any longer. But I've got contacts, and I'll help you out, Chief.
Well, I appreciate your conversation. Great show. Keep doing what you're doing. You help the people. You help me. And I'll give you guys a call. And who do I ask for, Jeff?
You give our office a call and get Jeff Gross's telephone number. And Jeff will – you know what? I have Jeff's number. Ready to write it down?
Gene, I'm in my truck. I don't have a
– All right. You call us on Monday. We'll get you Jeff's number, okay?
Thank you very much.
You be safe,
Chief,
man.
Be well. Guys, we're up against a break, and my sponsors need to have a moment of your time.
Your sponsors.
My sponsors. They will be giving you some information, and we will be back in 2 minutes. But if you have a legal issue, give us a call at 215-227-2727, and we'll see you on the other side of the break.
I grew up here, went to school here, raised my kids here. I know Philly, and Philly knows me. I started My Philly Lawyer because if you've been injured, your lawyer matters, and choosing someone local matters. It matters to the insurance company, it matters to the jury, and most importantly, your lawyer matters when it comes to getting results. If you've been injured, call us now, 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. I grew up here, went to school here, raised my kids here. I know Philly, and Philly knows me. I started My Philly Lawyer because if you've been injured, your lawyer matters, and choosing someone local matters. It matters to the insurance company, it matters to the jury, and most importantly, your lawyer matters when it comes to getting results. If you've been injured, call us now, 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. I grew up here, went to school here, raised my kids here. I know Philly, and Philly knows me. I started My Philly Lawyer because if you've been injured, your lawyer matters, and choosing someone local matters. It matters to the insurance company, it matters to the jury, and most importantly, your lawyer matters when it comes to getting results. If you've been injured, call us now, 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. I grew up here, went to school here, raised my kids here. I know Philly, and Philly knows me. I started My Philly Lawyer because if you've been injured, your lawyer matters, and choosing someone local matters. It matters to the insurance company, it matters to the jury, and most importantly, your lawyer matters when it comes to getting results. If you've been injured, call us now, 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
Legal answers? Here's more Court Radio with your host, Dean Weitzman.
Yeah, baby, we're back. We're live. And we're here to answer your questions. Give us a call. This is Dean Weitzman, your host of Court Radio every Saturday morning. Right here on 100.3 WRNB.
And Classics 107.9.
Legal's out of the way. Now we can get down to business.
As in your business.
As in mine.
And I hear this all the time from you. I've learned this from hanging around you guys. As well as Jackie business. These relationships matter.
Oh, for sure.
Especially in yours, Jack. Relationships.
Yep. Everything.
Matter.
Yep.
You know, I call an insurance adjuster who I may have resolved claims with. Over 3 decades. They know, you know, they might have played me when I was a young buck.
A young Turk back then.
Yeah. But they know better now, and they know that our office, our firm, knows how to make their way through the litigation and to bring about a result that benefits our client and maybe harms them more than if they had given my client a reasonable offer of settlement prior to going into suit.
Tactic. So once again, it's not who you know, it's how you know them.
You know, so, yeah, that happens every day. And then, you know, we'll resolve a claim for good money for the client, and then the insurance adjuster and I will say, see you on the next one. And there's always a next one.
Right.
And yeah, so for sure, there's a benefit that comes from having longevity in the industry, no doubt. Jack, when you're dealing with the folks like the huge mortgage industry banking companies that have all the money, and you have a client who's got maybe a little bit of warts, you know, not perfect, but you say, hey, I'm standing by this person. That has some value to it.
Absolutely. My relationship with my lenders, which are right up the street on Bala Avenue, everything I do is local.
Local.
Right. And I do millions and millions and millions of dollars with these folks. So, yeah, they're going to give my clients the benefit. I you know, can get exceptions where somebody else can't because they know I will stand by my deal.
Yeah, Jack will pay the mortgage if you have to.
No, I mean, I can't do that, Dean. Oh, listen, he's out of his mind. It's early in the morning.
Me, I'd be like, me first. How about me, boss?
Hey, me, boss.
Listen, I've had the same phone number for over 30 years, so my folks can get a hold of me when it's the good and the ugly.
And the bad.
And the bad, yeah.
All right, let's take a caller. Let's talk to Travis on line one. Good morning, Travis.
Hey, good morning, Dean. Thanks for having me, guys.
No problem. What's going on in your life, sir?
All right. I had an auto accident back in 2022. I took up the law firm Allen Rothenberg, and Daniel Breen was my attorney. And actively until today, I was T-boned. They took liability, NJM Insurance Company. We've been working with an adjuster who offered $5,000 almost over a year ago. It was said to me, according to the documents I see here from my attorney, Allen Rothenberg is to the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania, Delaware County, because that's where the defendant was, even though the accident took place in Montgomery County, and Bala Cynwyd. It's dated October the 25th of 2022 and signed by my attorney. Now, I have been reaching out to him to ask him, you know, what's going on with the case. He told me last year that they were not able to serve the defendant of the case. I sustained some serious injuries, you know, degenerated discs, neck sprains, and everything. I mean, I'm still having complications, you know, till today. And unfortunately, my attorney continued to say he was going to file some kind of motion stating that he could not serve the defendant. He had revisited the adjuster again. The adjuster is not budging off of the $5,000. This is what he supposed to have told me last month. He told me he was going to get all the documents together. He'll email me a copy of all the documents stating that he cannot serve the defendant because the defendant has moved and they can't find her. So I have not heard from him. Every time I call the office, Lorraine is telling me, he's on the call. He's going to call you back. I have not been able to reach him. And I believe at this point that I have a malpractice case with this attorney. Hmm.
Well, you may or may not, depending on whether, number one, the attorney has to have acted in a negligent fashion. Number two, there has to be damages. And so a delay of a few months may not be sufficient damages. But on the other hand, if the attorney hadn't filed everything that needs to be filed in order for you to have a claim in the first instance, and your claim is now void because you didn't follow the rules, then for sure you would have a malpractice claim, again, having established the negligence. So there may be a malpractice claim, but certainly there's a breakdown in the communication between you and that law firm, which is not uncommon. And so clients are not bound to an attorney, right?
They think they are, though.
They may think they are, but they're not. And you can go get other representation at any time, whether it's at the early stages, the middle stages, the late stages, so long as you can find another attorney who's willing to undertake representation. Those two attorneys then, one hands the file off to the new attorney, and the new attorney and the old attorney will work some agreement out to split the fee in some equitable fashion.
That's just normal practice. This is what the attorneys will do.
Yes, yes. It's what the attorneys must do. An attorney does not own your representation or your file. You do. And so you can dictate who is handling it and the terms, as long as you can get an attorney who wants to undertake representation.
People think that if you get rid of one to go to another, that the first attorney can fine you or something, can charge you more money or something, or that you're liable for something if you do that.
No, you're not. You may have what's called a claim for quantum merit,
which means that
if the attorney was working on a contingent fee basis, he or she can add up the hours they spent and charge you a reasonable hourly rate for the time they spent on the file. But again, as a practical matter, what happens is the two attorneys will work some deal out and they'll split that contingent fee between them. Typically, if it happens earlier in the representation, it's a lot easier to do that. At the stage that the caller is at right now, Travis, it may be more difficult, but not impossible. And again, it really depends on what the value of your claim truly is. If the value of your claim is $75,000, not $5,000, and eventually the matter gets resolved for that, then there is a fee of perhaps $30,000 that would get split between the two attorneys. Wouldn't cost you a nickel more. You know, you mentioned that the attorney was supposed to do certain things, and maybe they just haven't communicated it to you, and you don't know that they've done that. There's motions to be filed for what's called alternate service. So if you can't locate the defendant, you get permission from the court to post the defendant's last known address. And the sheriff goes out and tacks up the lawsuit to the last known address. Maybe you have to publish something in a newspaper. But there are ways to serve defendants who try to avoid service or who have moved on and you just simply don't know where they are.
Do they hire private investigators?
Of course. Okay. Yeah, it's not that difficult to serve somebody, but that's just obviously the beginning. And then you actually have a trial or perhaps an arbitration or a trial. And if the defendant's unavailable because they're not participating, their insurance company may choose to up the offer at some point. Obviously, the insurance industry doesn't think much of your claim if they're only offering $5,000. Having said all that, Travis, if you'd like us to look at that and possibly undertake representation, you give us a call during the week at 215-227-2727. What happens is once you contact a new attorney, that attorney would reach out to the Rothenberg firm and speak to the old attorney and try to get some information to make an intelligent decision as to whether they're in a better position to undertake representation. Travis, I hope that all helped you. I hope that helped.
Yes.
Good luck with it. And if you need us, give us a call next week.
Absolutely. There's another question with this, though, that I would like to ask. I reached out to a previous attorney that handles these kind of matters about 7-8 months ago. His name is Aaron Nixon. And Aaron, I told Mr. Breen that I would like to transfer my case. And then that's when he told me that, you know, he would get everything together for me as far as that, you know, serving an alternative that he cannot reach the defendant. The order that we're demanding is $50,000 on this document. But come to find out, it's not in the court system. It has not been filed. It does not have a case number. This is what Aaron discovered, and that this document that was sent to me, signed by my attorney, filing, you know, for the demand of $50,000 has never been filed in Delaware County court system. It's not even listed anywhere. So I don't know if he forgot or he missed the window of trying to file it. But this document that he sent me, these like 10 pages that's signed by him to the Supreme Court, has not been filed in the Delaware County courthouse.
Okay. Well, that poses a whole nother set of issues. If, in fact, the statute of limitations, which is 2 years from the date of your accident, has expired, and the attorney who was representing you failed to file the underlying lawsuit, then, of course, you have the beginnings of a malpractice claim against that attorney and his or her firm. Somebody representing you must protect your rights. And if they have allowed the statute to expire and have not filed a lawsuit, then that's the classic claim of a malpractice claim, and then you need to have new representation. But again, that's something that the attorney who you saw 8 or 9 months ago should have told you. I don't understand why this would come as new news. And that attorney, if in fact he established that a lawsuit had not been filed and the statute had run, maybe earlier, you know, 8 months ago it hadn't run. And maybe the lawsuit has subsequently been filed. We just don't know. I do know this. If the accident happened in 22, as you say, the statute is gone, period. And so now, if it's not been filed, then you have the potential of a malpractice claim against the original attorney.
Okay. And would you guys be able to help me with that?
Again, give us a call during the week. I'll be happy to assess it let you know if we're interested. Travis, thank you for calling Court Radio. Have a great Saturday.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. There you go. Let's go on to the next caller.
I'm just tripping off a quantum Merowit.
Merowit, yeah.
Merowit.
Yes.
Quantum Merowit.
Yeah, a little Latin on this Saturday morning, Manny Manuel.
All of us old guys took it way back in elementary school for a moment.
Yeah, I did too.
I. Yes, I did.
Sixth grade, I think.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah, that was mandatory back then.
We all took it.
Yeah.
Latin. E pluribus unum.
Yeah. Pay me. line two, Donna. Oh, Donna, welcome to Court Radio.
Morning, Donna.
Donna, Donna.
I wonder who wrote in Donna,
Donna. Okay.
She's gone.
Donna, line two, says she owns her home, never had a mortgage. How does she get equity out of her home,
Jack?
That's easy. She needs to call.
Call who?
Call me, 215-479-1843. We will figure out, you know, that she has the factors to do cash out.
What does that mean, cash out?
She's going to take money out of the equity of her home. So if she's free and clear.
So she owns a home, it's worth $300,000.
She can take 80% out. Which is a lot.
Yeah.
80%. That's the guidelines.
That's $240,000.
That's correct, Dean.
Yeah.
And that would be, you know, but she has to have the income to qualify. Income, you know, to pay that loan back. So that means she needs to have, you know, some kind of career or, you know.
What if you don't have any income?
Yeah, you're retired.
Well,
what if you only have, like, say, Social Security income?
Well, then we would back it down to make the debt to income work. So let's say you can't go over 56%. So you might not be able to take out 80%. You could take out 50%. So we would figure that out. How much you can, you know.
Good question answered, Donna, I hope.
Yeah, I hope so. We're what? Back to a break again.
Hey, your sponsors,
these
man.
The breaks are too often. Right. Folks, we'll be back in 2 minutes right after this break.
I grew up here, went to school here, raised my kids here. I know Philly, and Philly knows me. I started My Philly Lawyer because if you've been injured, your lawyer matters, and choosing someone local matters. It matters to the insurance company, it matters to the jury, and most importantly, your lawyer matters when it comes to getting results. If you've been injured, call us now, 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. I grew up here, went to school here, raised my kids here. I know Philly, and Philly knows me. I started My Philly Lawyer because if you've been injured, your lawyer matters, and choosing someone local matters. It matters to the insurance company, it matters to the jury, and most importantly, your lawyer matters when it comes to getting results. If you've been injured, call us now, 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. I grew up here, went to school here, raised my kids here. I know Philly, and Philly knows me. I started My Philly Lawyer because if you've been injured, your lawyer matters, and choosing someone local matters. It matters to the insurance company, it matters to the jury, and most importantly, your lawyer matters when it comes to getting results. If you've been injured, call us now, 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. I grew up here, went to school here, raised my kids here. I know Philly, and Philly knows me. I started My Philly Lawyer because if you've been injured, your lawyer matters, and choosing someone local matters. It matters to the insurance company, it matters to the jury, and most importantly, your lawyer matters when it comes to getting results. If you've been injured, call us now, 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
More legal answers? Here's more Court Radio with your host, Dean Weitzman.
Where's our explosion? It's not there.
It's only in the beginning.
It's
wah-wah from then out.
Wah-wah-wah. 215-227-2727. Court Radio is here for you. Give us a call during the Court Radio hours of 9 to 10 a.m. on Saturday. But the rest of the week, it's My Philly Lawyer who would be answering the phone and helping you. Let's talk to Condoleezza on line 3, Eric. Hi, Condoleezza. Condoleezza. You ever notice that people have a little less patience with us these days? All right.
Seems like it.
How about Robin, line 4? Robin.
Hello?
Hi, Robin.
Hi, Robin.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. Lower your radio.
You do not have too many breaks. Everybody needs to get paid.
Thank you, Robin. So what's going on?
2014, I was a crossing guard in Delaware County in Darby. I got hit by a car. Did the workers' comp thing. The insurance company did not pay my medical bills, which they were supposed to do. They said they only got one bill, even though I had a shattered right ankle. They said they got one bill for the ambulance. Okay. I didn't realize that until Medicare started offsetting my check. Now, over the years, from 2016 until maybe year before last, they were taking money out every year. I got the insurance company to pay the doctors. I got the doctors to give Medicare their money, but Medicare continues to take my money, and they won't give it back.
Yeah.
What can I do?
Well, hard to say at this point, but let me, you bring up a lot of issues that come up with people like yourself with claims like you've had. I'm assuming, you didn't say it, but I'm assuming you had two cases. One was a workers' compensation claim. One, because you were injured in the course and scope of your employment as a crossing guard. So you may have a workers' compensation claim, and then you would also have a third-party claim against the car that struck you. Now, you probably entered into a settlement with the car that struck you. I don't know how much that settlement was, but if it was a substantial sum of money, somebody should have done something called a Medicare set-aside trust. And what that is they take a certain amount of money and they put it into a trust fund, because Medicare isn't going to pay for medical expenses that are related to an accident when a third party, whether it's the insurance company for the car or the insurance company for your employer, is responsible to pay. Medicare takes a position, hey, not on us, it's on them. They caused the accident, they paid you, and that's who you need to get paid from. Well, what happens is we carve out a little bit of your settlement and buy a trust that then pays for the medical expenses related to your auto accident, and then Medicare pays everything else. They pay all your other medical expenses that you normally have. They don't pay for the medical expenses related to the auto accident, but there's a new insurance company that pays that arises from that trust fund we set up with the settlement monies. It may not have happened in your case, and you may not have that trust fund. And now Medicare is saying, wait, we're not paying this because this ankle injury, we didn't cause it, and it was supposed to be paid for by this other insurance company. It's a hot mess, was what you just described to me. And what you would need is to go back to the attorney who represented you originally in 2014 and ask him about a Medicare set-aside trust and ask him why you're paying these bills and see what transpires from that.
Okay, excellent. Because like I said, the doctors gave Medicare their money, but Medicare still kept taking mine.
I hear you. I hear you and I feel you. And let me just say this. You know, what I just told you off the top of my head is because I have decades of experience in all aspects of personal injury representation. It's not so simple. You know, any attorney who hangs their shingle thinks they can, oh, let me grab this rear-end accident because I can make a quick fee on it. But there are complications to this and nuances that only someone who has the right experience understands. If you need representation and you've been involved in an accident, give me a call, 215-227-2727. You know I'll be looking out for your best interest and doing the job that needs to get done. Jackie Myers, as always, what's that number people need to reach out to you at?
215-479-1843. I really, really want to put everybody in a home.
Is that your cell phone number?
That's my cell.
Oh, my
Private
Lord.
Line.
You
He's
are
not kidding,
crazy.
Bro.
You
He's
want
not
me
kidding.
To give out yours?
I'll kill you. What's your number again?
215-479-1843.
Call him now.
Yeah, folks, blow up Jack's phone today.
No. Take it easy.
Call
send him a text message. All right, guys.
He's talkable.
We are all out of time. We'll see you next Saturday. Same time, same place.